Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Mark Brookland, and he has nearly a decade of digital marketing experience. In 2017, he founded SEO Locale, a full-service digital marketing agency located in Philadelphia. What was started by himself in a small apartment with 14 clients has grown to nearly 200 clients and 13 full-time employees. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mark.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Julia. I appreciate the invite, and I'm glad to have this talk with you.
Awesome. So today we're going to be talking about your journey as an entrepreneur and then just picking your brain about some things that you've learned along the way.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So let's dive into a couple of questions to start so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. Mm-hmm. So what really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
I think it's the change that we see with our clients. A lot of, we have clients who come to us with all sorts of different experiences and backgrounds. We have clients who are friends with me or my partner that we knew in high school. And have started their own businesses and came to us, and we brought them from nothing to, $10 million in revenue.
That's so cool.
We have clients. It is really cool. It's, not a lot of people get to work with their friends that they grew up with and help them build up their business. That's a really cool part. We have clients who just had a lot of really horrible experiences with digital agencies that we get to kind of help show the light of SEO.
Exactly. Yeah. So many people have been burned by digital marketers.
It's not uncommon, unfortunately. It's actually more common than not, which is part of the problem.
Yeah.
And then we have clients who, things are going well. And they're just looking to try and make that next step. And we are able to help those clients go from, they have to do all the work and do everything themselves, where they can hire their own team or their own crew, and they can just kind of manage everything from home and spend more time with their family and get them to whatever their idea of happiness is. So those are things that, just are the most motivating and rewarding for me.
That's awesome. And how did you originally get into digital marketing?
I couldn't even really tell you. I graduated from Muhlenberg College, and I had no idea what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I got an internship at the Wharton Small Business Development Center at Penn. Mm-hmm. And I was just miserable every day. I didn't enjoy anything I was doing. And the woman who was in charge of this SBDC was just, God bless her. She was just determined to figure out, like, Mark, what can I do to make you happy?
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Such a good manager.
And I didn't even really have a great answer other than this isn't what I saw myself doing. And I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. So she finally got it out of me that I thought I wanted to get into social media marketing. And so she put me on a project with social media marketing. I enjoyed it. It was fun. And I was only doing it for maybe like a week or two, and she could just tell the difference in my behavior, my mannerisms, being there every day. Mm-hmm. And then she put me in touch with a friend of hers named Keith Scandone, who is the owner of O3 World. They are a web design and development company in Fishtown in Philadelphia.
Very cool.
I met him and I interviewed there for an internship as a project manager. I was there for about 6 months, and it just completely opened my eyes to web design and development and digital marketing. So yeah. One of my primary roles was, after we would launch a site, I would go through the analytics of the traffic coming into the website and what the user behavior was, what the journey was, and making recommendations to the team on different ways to maximize the user experience.
Okay.
I loved it. And so then my boss told me I should probably get into SEO. I had no idea what SEO was, but told me I should get into it. So I did. I got a job at an agency. And then I got the opportunity to learn everything about digital marketing.
That's so cool. So did you take it upon yourself to teach yourself SEO then, or was the employer where you were doing the internship, did they help support you learning that?
I didn't really learn much of anything about SEO. Again, they were only a web design company. They didn't know much about SEO themselves.
Gotcha.
They knew a little bit, but it wasn't until I moved over, I got a job at this agency where I really got to learn everything about SEO from the ground up, from link building and obtaining backlinks all the way through to developing and implementing the strategy and learning how to adjust that strategy to get the results that you're looking for.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. And then, so when did SEO Locale come into the picture?
So actually at this agency that I got a job at is where I met my partner, Nick. And he was also my mentor. He taught me pretty much everything I know.
Oh,
and
cool.
We had always talked about one day we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So actually I registered the business in 2015. And I had, you know, one client. It wasn't a big deal. But I was still working full time. I just knew that maybe if I register the business, it'll be like, here's your motivation. Like, you already got it.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, finally the company I was working at, they folded. They gave everyone a nice severance package.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called me a week or two later and asked if I would continue doing contract SEO work for this new business idea they had. And it was kind of like, well, this is it.
That's so cool.
These guys are basically paying me twice for the next couple months.
Yep.
If I'm ever going to go for it, it's going to be now. So that was July 2017. And then a year later, I finally convinced Nick to join me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been up from there.
That's so cool. And then, so how do you guys set yourselves apart from other agencies?
I think there's a couple things. I think one of the unique things about us is, like I said, the relationship that Nick and I have is unique. We're not associates. I mean, we're business partners, but he's one of my best friends too.
Right.
You know, he was in my wedding. I was at his bachelor party. So I think that type of relationship, and that kind of environment that we have, not only is permeated through the rest of our company and our employees, but also our clients kind of feel that too.
Right.
So I think they feel more comfortable with us seeing that type of dynamic, and they really trust us. And that's the next thing that I want to get into is we have never, ever tried to hide anything from our clients, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
If we made a mistake, we tell them there was a mistake. If they see a mistake, we say we made a mistake and we try to fix it.
Yeah.
If things are going really great, we'll tell them things are going really great. We never try to do, and this is just what we've seen in this industry and being in it for so long, agencies are so afraid to show anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just like smoke screens and, oh, look at the data for this month. but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you need to compare it to where were they last year or last quarter. And we just try to be as open and honest with all of our clients as much as possible. And I think that that builds a really strong foundation of trust.
Yes, absolutely. And what does that communication look like within your agency? Do you guys meet on a regular basis with your clients to be keeping them up to speed? What does that look like?
So there's two things that we do. One, we have monthly reports. So every client has monthly reports that are sent out with an overview of everything. We also created a client dashboard mm-hmm. where they have full access to 24/7 to look at whatever they want. How often they actually go in it or even look at the reports, I couldn't tell you. Anytime a client actually asks us to meet to review everything, we always do. Mm-hmm. And a relatively newer thing that we started doing was, in addition to that monthly report, I have our team reach out to our clients just one time a month and just say, hey, I just want to check in, see how everything is going. Do you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that?
Yeah.
And I think that extra just touch point has helped a lot in that regard.
Yeah, I love that. That's such a great idea. So what are the biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
The biggest challenge, I'd say there's two. One is going to be expectations. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times I can say it might take 6 months for SEO to kick in, mm-hmm. It could take 8 months, could take 12 months, or if no matter how many times I tell them how competitive their space is, sometimes people don't hear it.
Right. Yeah. And
there's nothing that anyone can do to change it, really.
Yep.
It's just that people don't understand the time that it takes for SEO to kick in and start to be successful.
Yeah.
And they're just so eager to do this thing for their business because they think it's going to help that they just say, yeah, mm-hmm. Without actually hearing or understanding what you're saying.
So right.
I try really, really hard to get those, to just repeat myself as many times as I can of what the expectations are. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is always content. People don't like reading. they don't like content. People are lazy.
Yeah.
They don't want to read. And for some reason, Google doesn't get that or they just don't care. So content is a huge piece of an SEO strategy, or for at least for my SEO strategy. Mm-hmm. So people are typically, and rightfully so, are very anti, you're going to put 700 words of content on this landing page. That's going to look horrible. I know it's going to look horrible, but it's a necessary evil to make this plan successful. And there are different ways that we can hide that content with different CSS things like drop-down menus and using different assets like pictures and videos to break up the content. Mm-hmm. But it's still a lot. And you have to, especially on mobile. So you have to come up with creative ways to kind of hide that content, but you need the content or it's just not going to be as successful as you want the campaign to be.
Yeah. Yeah. That is definitely a challenge. That's really interesting. If you could share one growth tip with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
One growth tip. It might sound a little bit cheesy, but retention is going to, and I mean, it's obvious, but it's a lot harder than it sounds, I think. Mm-hmm. Client retention, especially in this industry, I mean, most people are with their agency for less than 6 months. So if you're just constantly churning and burning, then you're never going to be able to grow your business because you just have the same 10 clients on a revolving door.
Right.
So if you can build that trust and show them the positive results, and of course the results have to be there, else it doesn't matter how much trust you have or what a nice guy you are or how well they like you, mm-hmm. results are results and business is business. So if if you can do all those things, then you can actually build your client base, and that's how you grow your business.
Very cool. So, are you guys, you know, upselling or cross-selling your clients to help boost that retention?
So we don't upsell clients a whole lot. Normally if a clients will come to us and say, things have been going really well, what can we do to get more? Sure. I think part of them trusting us is that we're not constantly saying, you should pay us more money. Mm-hmm. That's not how I want to grow. And no business owner wants to hear like, oh, look, I can give you more money. No one wants to spend money. No business owner wants to spend money. They just don't.
Yeah.
So I try to let it happen organically. If you have, you know, SEO takes time, but once your SEO builds up for your own business, and the leads are going to come in. Now you just have to worry about retaining your existing clients.
Right. Okay. Awesome. So I'd love to pick your brain a little bit on the topic of sales. So I know most agencies get to a point where you guys are basically run on a lot of referrals coming in from your existing clients, but I'm sure in those early days, sales was a really big thing for you. So what did that process look like? How did you bring in, you know, those early customers and close those sales in the early days?
It was horrible. really, really horrible. For the first month that I was in business, I generated lists of companies mm-hmm. in the area. And I must have made a billion phone calls.
Just cold calling.
For 30 days straight.
Yeah.
But, you know, I sold about 12 clients in that first month.
That's amazing. Cold calling is a tough game.
Well, when you call a billion people and you get 12.
Yeah.
Great. But I mean, thank God I never had to go back to that. I did it for 1 month and there's never another month I'm ever going to do it ever again. God bless anyone who does do cold calling.
Yeah. It's tough.
Horrible. But I mean, that's all I did. That was it.
Very cool. And then, so now, you know, when you're dealing with leads, when you've determined that someone is a good fit, it's someone that you want to do business with, how do you kind of speed up the sales cycle a little bit if they're maybe dragging their feet or procrastinating a little bit?
So one thing that I've noticed in this industry or that I've found is usually if people really want this product, it's something that they do pretty much right away. Mm-hmm. If someone is dragging their feet, there's something about something that they don't like. They might not like you. They might not like the price. They might not like the services. There's something that they're uneasy about. So you right. have to try to figure out what that is, what the pain point is that you're missing that mm-hmm. they have. And once, if you're able to figure that out, you can close them. But usually the turnaround time from lead to sign is pretty quick.
Okay. Interesting.
So you can always tell there's something going on here that I'm missing. Or that they want that I'm not giving them, that is making them hesitant.
Yeah. Okay. That's really interesting. So what has been the biggest overall challenge that you guys have had to overcome while growing your agency? And how did you overcome that?
I think one of the biggest things that we've struggled with has been keeping up with our growth. And I mean, you know, hiring staff and employees and things like that. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't until the pandemic hit that we really started having trouble hiring.
Interesting.
But it's always hard to hire people and hire good people and people who, you know, really want to work and learn and be as good as they can be at whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for the most part, we've been pretty lucky. We haven't had a ton of employee turnover. Most of, you know, if we've hired 15 people, 10 of them are still here.
Right.
So we've been pretty fortunate in that regard, but it's always difficult trying to find new help when you're ready to make that hire.
Gotcha. So do you have any tips for employee retention, boosting your employee retention?
I think just be just like a regular, and I know it's difficult because you're the boss. You know, there's a fine line between being the boss and being their friend or their peer or whatever.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. But I think part of the reason why our employees love working at SEO Locale is because we are so laid back. I'm 32. Nick is 34. So, I mean, we get it. Like, we've been there. So we're very laid back. We let them do what they have to do. Mm-hmm. They need time off. They get time off. I hardly even keep track of PTO anymore because I trust them. And they trust me, and we do fun things together. You know, I think if you have a really great culture, and you don't try to act like, oh, I'm the boss, so I have to be mean to everyone all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You know, people will want to work there and they'll want to stay. Mm-hmm. Even if someone, and we've had other agencies approach our employees and try to convince them to leave and give you $10,000 signing bonus and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't leave, and because they didn't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. So that really speaks to your culture and how satisfied they are with their current positions. So how would you describe your culture?
Like I said, it really is a family type thing. And I mean, this is the second place that I've worked where I've felt like that everyone genuinely likes each other and is actually a family. I mean, our employees literally just started this week. What do they call it? They call it a club stream or something, where they all join like a Google Meets and they just work, but like they're all together because they're trying to reenact that office environment.
Well, that's really cool.
You know, they go to each other's houses and work. I've had employees come to my house and work with me. Mm-hmm. It sucks because we don't have an office because of COVID and everything, but yeah, we've been trying to get back to that type of environment just because everyone wants to be with each other.
Yeah. So that's really interesting. So I know a lot of digital marketing agencies are fully remote now, but it sounds like you guys are still pretty much in the Philadelphia area. Is that true?
Yeah, we strictly hire locally.
Okay, very cool. Interesting.
Yeah, the being able to, and I mean, we get it. I know that, you know, we're digital and we're a digital agency. Anyone can work from anywhere, especially that's if COVID didn't teach us anything or nothing else. But we know where we're going to be at some point. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to have people from California or Florida or wherever, or Chicago, who won't be able to be in that office with us once we do get there.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. That's really interesting. So do you have any tips for being more efficient and productive in your day to day?
Well, I suppose it depends what your role is. I'll be honest, in my day to day, I always have a plan, and the amount of times that plan actually goes as planned is 0% of the time. It's just the way it is in this space.
Yeah.
You never
be flexible.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you have to kind of be prepared for that, and you have to be able to understand, okay, I can push these things to tomorrow, or I always try to do, like, if I have a list of 10 things I have to do, I try to order them in what's going to take me the least amount of time. Mm-hmm. So if I can finish 7 out of 10 things in that list in an hour, great. Now I just have these three big things and maybe I can finish one of them in the next 3 days.
Yeah. Balancing those big tasks and those small tasks so that you don't have, a lot of people say like tackle the big things first, get it out of the way. But then you've got, you know, if your clients are waiting on all these small jobs to get done as well, like you don't want to push those ones for like too long.
That's like the craziest or the most frustrating part maybe, or the craziest part. But I mean, if I'm doing something, it's constantly, I'm working on this and then I'm answering an email. I'm working back on this and now I'm answering another email.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, is going back to a previous question that you've asked, but we have a pretty strict response policy at SEO Locale.
Mm-hmm.
If someone emails you, you better email them back. I don't care if it's like, we'll get back to you, or if let me look into this, mm-hmm. but you need to respond to that person.
Interesting.
There's too many agencies can all talk the same game. They can all do the same thing. One of the big things that makes a business or a person want to stay with you is the customer service that they're getting.
Yes.
So the response time is huge for us.
Okay. That's really interesting. And do you have any tips for boosting productivity within your team?
I think you have to come out with clear, concise roles and goals for each person and for each employee that you have. And actually the idea of goal setting is something that I'm working on revamping myself right now. The way that we do what I'm now going to call progress reviews instead of performance review or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to focus on what you've done over the last year. I want to focus on how we're going to improve for the next year.
Oh, I love that.
What I'm trying to work on or trying to be better at right now is reviewing the goals that we have set. And instead of having things be broad, like, I want you to be more of a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Very broad thing. But what does that mean? What does that look like? So what specific task or what specific behavior am I looking for that's going to make you a better leader? That's what I'm working on right now. And I think that's how you can help define each person's role and what their responsibilities are.
Very cool. Yeah, that's a really interesting concept. I really like that. So where do you see SEO Locale in 5 years' time?
It changes every day. Where I see it going. When Nick and I, or when I started this, I always thought like it'll be me and Nick, nobody else, will have 20 or 30 clients, great. And then all of a sudden we got an office. I have no idea why, but we did.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we have 50 clients, and now it's Nick saying, you know, Mark, I can't handle all this dev work anymore, we got to hire someone. Now we have an employee. And now it's me saying, Nick, I'm doing 75 monthly reports. I can't do any work other than these reports. We got to hire someone. So it seems like every day we have like a different vision for where we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to get too caught up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face.
What's your current vision? What has been your most recent vision?
Right now, I think I see us at being about 20 employees,
mm-hmm.
And having a cap on our clients. Like maybe we only have 300 clients.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want it to be like, oh, I'm calling for SEO services. And we have to say like, we have a waiting list, so if you want to be added to the list, that's fine. And if there's space that opens up, we'd love to give you a call back. Maybe we can work with you. Almost like that exclusivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Type of thing. But I promise you, talk to me next week and it will be different.
Yeah, no, that's so interesting. And like when you can get to that point where you can pick and choose who you want to work with, like that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to begin wrapping up here, but first we have the fast five, which are five rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. So what is a blog that you would recommend?
My go-to blog is probably Search Engine Land. Content, all things related to digital marketing.
Very cool. And what does your morning routine look like?
I usually wake up at around 6. Get the baby, feed her, walk the dog. Usually open my computer up at maybe around 7. Mm-hmm. And then I'll work / play with the baby for like an hour. She'll go to bed or take her first nap.
Yep.
Then I can eat breakfast. And then I can start my day, whatever I have.
Nice. That's awesome. Yes. It's not easy balancing when they're so young like that, those early days of being a parent, but yeah.
Extremely difficult. Yeah.
Absolutely. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Gary V would probably be the most, or Mark Cuban. I love Mark Cuban. Mm-hmm. Those are the two that I think Nick loves Gary V. So when he listens to this, he'll like the shout out. But both of them are very forward thinkers. They're always thinking like, you think these NFTs are really stupid now? Well, just wait for 3 years when these things explode. And you know, they always have really interesting ways to think of different things. And I mean, just Mark Cuban, the way that he truly is self-made. And I just really, really respect that.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And then what is your favorite online tool?
When it comes to digital marketing, my favorite is probably Ahrefs.
Nice.
Very similar to SEMrush.
Yep.
I think you get a little bit more info out of Ahrefs.
Okay, perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I wish, well, that's not really fair. I wish that I was aware of all of the quote unquote nonsense that goes with starting a business. Even something as stupid as getting an EIN number, mm-hmm. Which I didn't have and was like panicking when I had to file taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have no idea all these small little things that no one ever even like tells you about.
Yeah.
Until it's like too late and you're like, why didn't you tell me this before? just stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good advice. Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Mark. It was a pleasure to have you on the show and we really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Julia. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and we'll see you next time.